abject fealty and productive labor, one can score a bed and a dish of organic mung beans while either gaining or losing consciousness. I bring all this up because, coincidentally, later that same day I was emerging from Hammacher Schlemmer, laid waste by obsessive indecision over whether to buy a computerized duck press or the world's finest portable guillotine, when I bumped like the Titanic into an old iceberg I had known in college, Max Endorphine. Plump in middle life, with the eyes of a cod, and sporting a toupee upholstered with sufficient pile to create a trompe-l'oeil pompadour, he pumped my hand and launched into tales of his recent good fortune. "What can I tell you, Boychik? I hit it big. Got in touch with my inner spiritual self, and from there on it was Fat City." "Can you elaborate?" I queried, registering for the first time his natty bespoke ensemble and advanced tumor-sized pinky ring. "I guess I really shouldn't be jarring with someone on a lower frequency, but since we go way back..." "Frequency? I'm talking dimensions. Those of us in the upper octaves are taught not to squander healthy ions on mortal troglodytes of which you qualify. No offense. Not that we don't study and appreciate the lower forms, thanks to Leeuwenhoek, if you get my meaning." Suddenly, with a falcon's instinct for prey, Endorphine turned his head toward a long-legged blonde in a micro-miniskirt, straining to locate a taxi. "Clock the apparition with the state-of-the-art pout," he said, his salivary glands shifting into third. "Must be a centerfold," I piped, feeling the sudden onset of heat stroke. "Judging from a see-through blouse." "Watch this," Endorphine said, whereupon he took a deep breath and began rising off the ground. To the amazement of both myself and Miss July, he was levitating a foot above 57th Street in front of Hammacher Schlemmer. Searching for wires, the sweet young thing brought her show closer. "Hey, how do you do that?" she purred. Here's my address," Endorphine said. "I'll be home tonight after 8. Drop by. I'll have you off your feet in no time." "I'll bring the Petrouche," she cooed, stuffing the logistics of their rendezvous into the abyss of her cleavage, and wiggled off as Endorphine slowly descended to ground level. "What gives?" I said. "Are you Houdini?" "Oh, well," he sighed benevolently, "since I'm deigning to converse with practically a paramecium, I may as well give you the whole schmear. Let's repair to the stage deli and decimate some schnecken while I hold court." With that, there was an audible pop and Endorphine vanished. I sucked in my breath and clasped my hand to my open mouth like a startled gish sister. Seconds later, he reappeared contrite. "Sorry, I forgot you bottom feeders can't dematerialize and translocate. My error. Let's just hoof it." I was still pinching myself when Endorphine began his tale. "Okay," he said, "flashback 6 months prior, when Mrs. Endorphine's little boy Max was at emotional ducks and drakes over a series of tribulations which, if you count my misplaced beret, topped Job's. First, this fortune cookie from Taiwan I was tutoring in anatomical hydraulics 86's me for an apprentice pie maker. Then I get sued to the tune of many dead presidents for backing my Jaguar through a Christian Science reading room. After that, my one son from a previous connubial holocaust gives up his lucrative law practice to become a ventriloquist. So here I am, blue and funky, scouring the town for a raison d'etre, a spiritual center, as it were, when suddenly, out of the ether, I come across this ad in the latest issue of Vibes Illustrated. A spa type of joint that liposuctions off your bad karma, raising you to a higher frequency wherein you can at last hold sway over nature a la Faust. As a rule, I'm too savvy to bite on a scam like that. But when I dig the CEO as an actual goddess in human form, I figure what could be bad? And there's no charge. They don't take dough. The system's based on some variation of slavery. But in return, you get these crystals which empower you and all the St. John's wort you can scoff up. Oh, I'm leaving out she humiliates you. But it's part of the therapy. So our minions French my bed and affixed an ass's tail to the back of my trousers unbeknownst to me. Sure, I was a laughingstock for a while, but let me tell you, it dissolved my ego. Suddenly, I realized I had lived in previous lives, first as a simple burgomaster and then as Lucas Cranach, the elder. Or no, I forget, maybe it was the kid. Anyhow, the next thing I know, I wake up on my crude pallet and my frequency is in a stratosphere. I got like this nimbus around my occiput and I'm omniscient. I mean, right off, I hit the double at Belmont. Within a week, I draw crowds every time I show up at the Bellagio in Vegas. If I'm ever unsure about a nag or whether to hit or stick at blackjack, there's this consortium of angels I tap into. I mean, just because someone's got wings and is made of ectoplasm don't mean they can't handicap. Clock this wad. Endorphine extracted several bale-sized bundles of $1,000 bills from each pocket. "Oops, excuse me," he said, fumbling.